for a number of years now, since we lost a small privately run town bus service, the people of Ballinamore have been feeling more and more isolated. The private bus run that was in place travelled between Ballinamore and other small villages surrounding Ballymoney into Ballymoney centre several times a day. And that service, whenever it ended, left a massive gap.
And at the minute, I mean, is it a case of one bus to Ballymoney in the morning, one back in the evening? What's the service provision like at the minute, and where would you like it to get to?
The service provision at the moment sees 3 to 4 buses per day running, but those there are large gaps in the time scale between whenever those buses run, and some of those are actually the school bus as well. So it's not practical maybe for the elderly or for people who are putting children out to school in the morning. That service in the middle of the day, where people rely on it for health appointments or for their shopping, is really missing at the moment.
One of the themes since the war is that the decline of public transport, because more and more of us like our cars. Is there evidence that there'll be plenty of uptake for extra bus services in Ballinamore? Are there lots of older people, young people who need buses?
I certainly have been lobbied by many, many people, quite a few elderly people, quite a few families who did use the service that was there in the past and who really miss it now. Certainly we are trying to discourage people from taking cars into the centre of town and using public transport whenever they can. It's a fantastic public transport service that we have. It's efficient, it's cost effective. So if the level of service was increased, it would certainly help congestion in the town centre too.
I suppose the danger, if TransLink give more to Ballinamore, they have to give more to everyone, and it's too costly.
Yes, well, that's certainly something I'm looking at the moment. Ballinamore is the village I live in at the moment, so I'm obviously lobbied by a higher number of people there, but I'm certainly looking at other areas as well surrounding Ballymoney to see what the impact has been through losing a private bus service in the last number of years.